Hello?
Hello.
There you are.
There I am.
Yeah. What are
Had
you do?
a mic issue.
Yeah, you forgot to hit unmute.
I forgot to switch it to my headset.
Oh.
It was using my computer microphone, which I don't even know if it works.
I don't think so because I didn't hear shit. I gotta
But
get a new
now,
computer.
you do?
Yeah, because I can't upgrade to Windows 11, and next year they require you to, or they're not gonna, patch your antivirus or anything or get updates.
Yeah, you won't get updates anymore.
Yeah.
You can still use it. You just won't get
At risk.
updates. You're living on the edge for a little
Yeah.
bit, for a little while.
I'm sure once I get set up, I'll like the new computer though, 'cause my database is getting really slow. And the new disks, the way they access stuff will be really fast.
Yeah. Yeah, there's certainly no harm in going to a new computer except for financially.
Well, not even financially.
Well,
It's
and
more
the
like,
pain in the ass of moving everything over.
yeah, that's what it is for me.
Yeah.
'Cause computers are pretty cheap for the most part.
Yeah, not too bad. Yeah, and I'd had to although a lot of my stuff I have in the cloud now anyway, so I don't
What do you
I
use? OneDrive, or do you use, what do you use for cloud
no,
services?
just in either in Dropbox or Google Drive. I mean, like my the stuff I care about. I mean, like pictures and documents and things like that. Programs and whatnot are on the computer. There's still a bunch of stuff I
All
have
your
to move over, but
nastiness is on the cloud.
the nasty, yeah. Well, that's on the
It's
yeah the dark
shared with
dark
everyone.
cloud. The dark cloud.
Shared with everyone. So, let me ask you this. How many days of work do you work this week?
I work 0 days of work this
Oh,
week.
you bastard! You're off already.
But in order to do that, I had to work long hours Thursday and Friday, and I worked a few hours yesterday. So.
Ah.
So it's not,
So there was a little bit of a sacrifice for
I
that.
had to, yeah, I had to pay for it to get my stuff done on time.
Yeah.
But yeah, our company gives us off Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Oh,
So
Wednesday too.
yeah, so a lot of people take
Yeah, we
off.
get Thursday and Friday, so
I think. Well, maybe it is just Thursday. Maybe it is just Thursday,
probably.
Friday. Probably is. But a lot of people take off the other 3
Yeah, a lot of
days.
people take off the whole week where I work.
Yeah, that's what people are doing.
I have to work Monday and then I'm off until
Well,
the
that's not
following
bad.
Tuesday. So I'll be off a week too.
Yeah, it's offset by a day. That's not bad. Sometimes a day of work, I mean, a day is not bad because you're like, it's both Monday and Friday.
It's gonna go so fast though, like because when family's there and stuff, it just like
Oh, the
it,
day's off.
yeah,
Yeah, no
there's like
doubt.
no time to do anything, and I'll get reading done, but it'll be like at 2 a.m. from 2 to 4, like it usually is on a weekday.
Yeah. I need to do some merging. So this is very exciting.
Merge all those number one issues. Seems like a pointless activity to me.
I don't merge the number ones have their I switched to having number one boxes a while ago. So I don't merge the number ones. But I do have to merge all the old stuff that I have
So you're
picked up.
starting this activity this week?
Yes. I have the boxes ready to be merged, and they're like or alphabetical, and they're entered into the database and they're all ready to go. They just have to be merged.
Ah,
My DCs are going to be the hardest because those boxes are a pain in the ass to get to. So I'm not looking forward to it.
You're running out of room.
I am out of room. And I don't want to get a storage unit.
Yeah. Once you go down that path, man, they have you at their mercy. It's bullshit.
And they keep raising rates on you.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can do.
So, like, I placed my DCBS order,
Sure.
and I was like over what I wanted to be.
Oh.
And I started thinking, like, what can I pull? And I just started, like, I went by cost first. Like, I started eliminating things. And then I went, like, well, I'm getting a lot of these boundless shit, like avatar stuff. Do I really need it all? Maybe I'll just get one and this time and doing all kinds of cuts.
Wow.
And I cut a lot. And I think I'm going to start doing a lot less because I just can't read it all. Like when I start thinking about it logically, I'm like, God damn, like what am I reading right now? And I'm like reading a lot of Geiger and Transformers, and like that's where I'm spending my time. So that's where I should keep doing. And then if you tell me like so and so is good, I could always comiXology that, you
Yeah.
know, or go read number one on for the show or whatever, and it would save me a ton of space and a ton of money.
Yeah.
And it's not like I need,
Good.
like I sort of know what's gonna be hot and what's not, and what's gonna have value going forward and what's not. I mean, there's always like the outliers, like you know,
There's always
20%.
gonna be stuff
There's
you
always gonna
want,
be like
yeah.
20% that you're like, oh, I fucked up. I should have got that, but that's a small percentage.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I mean, if you miss a hot issue, do you really care that much
Nah, not really. I mean, I
anymore?
shouldn't. I probably will psychologically, but
Yeah.
I don't really.
I mean, you're not a flipper anyway, so. Well, that's good, but of course the ironic thing is that we've had this conversation before.
Yeah, I know. That's the bad part. But like the more and more I think about it, like the more and more I go to work, the more and more I like want to retire. It like makes no sense. Do you know what I mean? Like I want to stop working in 5 years. So I got to start doing something now. Like I can't keep drinking from the fire hose.
What does retiring have to do with anything? You mean that in 5 years you'll need to reduce anyway?
Yeah, and I need to
Like
start thinking
you
like,
have a stricter budget? Because
well, not a that definitely.
you figure when you retire, you're gonna have more time to read.
No, yeah, but more time to read the stuff that I already have. And I always have the app, so like the stuff I miss, you know, I'll be reading. I'll
Right.
definitely be reading.
Yeah, and I my
Because I, the more and more I work, the more and more I realize that I'm getting too old for this shit. Like it is so stressful and so goddamn, gotta get it done now and all these emergencies and stuff that,
You're talking about work?
yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about comics. I'm like,
No, comics,
comics are always stressing you
that's my
out.
saving grace. Well, comics stress me out when I do maintenance because I'm like,
When you have to
I
take
don't got
another
no
load
room for this goddamn shit.
to the
You know, it's like,
storage, so yeah.
yeah. Or like yesterday, I went to the storage unit and I'm like, yeah, I've done pretty good not buying so many collected editions and stuff. So I don't take much of that to the storage unit, but still like boxes. And then I have so many here that it's getting. And then I was at the comic store. I think it was like not this current week, but the week before. And there was some old guy, and he like was in front of me because I wanted to check out and leave because the weather on that day was bad. Like it felt like 22, and it was coming, the snow was coming down, and I wanted to get my books and get out of there. But there was a guy in front of me, and he like dropped like $1,500 and took out like two long boxes, three long boxes worth of shit. And I'm like, this guy seemed like he was older than me, and he was carrying these goddamn long boxes, and
Ooh.
but he looked like he was in so much pain.
I know he's gonna his
And
back's gonna be hurting for
no, but
a couple of weeks.
just watching that scenario play out was like, oh my God.
You've seen your future,
Yeah. Like, I'm barely getting by with lugging around the short boxes. Like, I'm not getting stronger with every passing year. It's not
Well,
like,
that's your
and
fault.
yesterday, like, my back was killing me because we were taking to Goodwill like tons of clothes, like just it was like four garbage bags and they were heavy. And I was like lugging those around and I was like, my back fucking hurts. Like, and I cheated on a lot of it because I tie them up in garbage bags and then throw them down the stairs, kind of like in Penguin when he like had a body and he wanted to get rid of, he would just throw it in a garbage bag and throw it down the stairs and then get it. Because he could barely walk. So I'm like the Penguin, you know, I'm there waddling around. I walk like Fred Sanford. If you ever seen Sanford and Son, that's kind of like the way I walk now. I almost want to play the music, you know, da 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 da,
It
da
plays in your head
da
as you walk.
da da da. Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, I mean I didn't do like a wonderful job. I could have done better. Like, I still got the Black Kiss, and then I was thinking about it, you know, like, do I really need to get Black Kiss? Because I read the second volume, and yes, I would like to have it, but I'm still getting it. I didn't cut it off in time, but there was a lot of things that I was like, yeah, I don't know.
I'm getting the Black Kiss. I think the only big collect the collections I got are the Black Kiss and the Plastic Man.
Yeah, I got the Plastic Man. That
Those were the only.
stayed on my list because I want to read it and I ain't gonna get, and that's not
The
like
original is,
something that
yeah.
comes back or, and then
Yeah,
get,
the
well, also trying to get that from PS Art Books is expensive.
It is,
You
and
know,
it's
it's
going to
like
be not,
$32
and
for
it's not going to be
four
restored,
issues.
so
Yeah.
this will look better too.
Yeah.
But I decided to get it because I read the repro of Police Comics number one, and the Plastic Man story was like one of the best stories in there.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's actually pretty funny, his backstory. So.
It's weird with reading the Cantwell story, because I did read his first issue of
Oh, yeah, I haven't
Plastic
read that
Man,
yet. Yeah.
because it's so dark. Like, it's the darkest
Right. Yeah,
Plastic Man
it's a
that
dark Plastic Man story, yeah.
I've read. Yeah, I've
Yeah.
never. Like, I've seen him in serious situations, like in the Justice League and stuff, but not like dark, dark situations.
Depressing,
Yeah.
yeah.
It's like
Yeah.
reading a Shazam book that's turned dark, you know, like you usually don't see those characters in darkness.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to reading that, and I'm also looking forward to reading all the. But you're right, the Plastic Man, the stories that are collected are from the like first issues of Police Comics, and yeah, there's no way to get those cheap any other way. This is the cheapest you're going to be able to get them for to be able to read those stories. So, and it'll be cool to see all what else is included in there too. So. All the early stuff.
And there's a couple of books that, like, when I was looking at cuts that I just can't touch, like DC and Valiant, I still can't like put a dent in. I can't, because I just I they mean so much to me. Like, And Image is really growing on me. Like, they are really growing on me, especially with the Energon and the Geiger universe. I
Yeah,
just,
those keep growing.
jeez.
Yeah.
I'm like so hooked on those. And then I really enjoyed Tin Can Society. And Antarctic Press still has me. Like, they, I don't know why. Like, I can't explain what it is, but there's something about the way they do anthologies. And like, I read Yore, and it was the best fucking comic I read in weeks. Like, I just absolutely
Man.
loved it. And I even went to go on to just watch and find where Yore was.
Okay.
And unfortunately, I had to watch a version that was with people talking with riff tracks. And
Oh, really? A Riff Tracks version?
I really don't like those guys. Like,
I don't like.
I don't like
That's.
people talking during my goddamn movie.
Yeah.
There was only two remarks they made during the whole time that made me laugh, and one of the remarks was directly from the movie. They didn't even comment on it. Like, it was a direct line. I was like, that's funny as shit. But the thing that I found was amazing was how close that movie was. I mean, being low production and everything, it was so close to the source material. Like, it was
Yeah, that's unusual.
amazing. Yeah, it was really incredible. And I'm mesmerized by the art in Yore because it's like reading a magazine, you know, like the magazine when they have like Savage Sword of Conan or any of those magazines with the dark inks and stuff. And the women look like amazing. And the story to me was really captivating. And the movie started Reb Brown, and I don't know if you remember that name, but he was the original Captain America.
Yeah, I've heard the name.
Yeah. He was the first Captain America for that
Okay.
TV movie.
Really? That's cool.
Yeah, so I like watched all of your just because I got so into it. And they had two issues out, so I went and got the next one and had to read it.
Cool. I can't find my your. I don't know
Yeah.
where it is. I don't know where it is. Ugh.
Maybe you n never got it.
Possible, but seem to remember getting it.
Yeah, but you could have thought you get it because it said you got it, right? What does DCBS say? You received it?
Yeah, they say I got it.
Well, it's possible that they think you got it and they didn't pack it
Yeah,
up
but
or
I didn't
something.
actually get it.
Yeah. That's
It's
very
possible.
rare for me, but it has happened.
Yeah, I think I've only had it happen once in all my years. They're usually pretty good about that. Most likely it's somewhere. Hopefully it turns up. Otherwise I'll just read two through 2 through 4 and then someday read number one. Someday.
Yeah, if you would have told me that would have been my favorite read of the week, I would have
That's a little
told
crazy,
you're
yeah.
fucking nuts, man.
That I was not expecting for sure.
I understand it's not gonna light everyone's world on fire, but for where I am and the way I like that type of genre,
Yeah.
it just like rocked my world, man. And I did research on it. Like, it's been around for a long time, and it was an Argentine from Argentina.
Argentinian.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
And then I don't know how Antarctic came about it, but that Stephen Ross guy did
I'm guessing be
translate it again.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's because they must have gotten good feedback from what the hell are they collecting now? Or is there in their anthology that we're reading?
Probably there's the monster one,
Blanking
the
on the name. Well, what's that one story that we're reading about
oh
the
Zan.
Yeah, Zan, that's it.
Zan, yeah.
So they're probably like, oh, what else can we get that's similar to that?
But see, I the reason I was attracted to that property was 'cause I must have watched that movie when I was like, I don't know, in my teens on VHS. And
Yeah.
back then, you don't really care about special effects, or you just want, you're like, oh, I can watch
Well,
Beastmaster, or I can watch this. This is like awesome.
back then, that like
Wasn't horrible.
the high end of special that was the high end of special effects at the time, so we didn't our expectations were lower than they are now.
Well, it wasn't, everything was like a disappointment after you saw Star Wars, right? I mean, it
Yeah, it
was like,
changed the game,
yeah,
yeah.
it changed the game, and this came after Star Wars, and it's like, well, that ain't Star Wars. And you knew that film could be better, but you knew that nobody had like a budget like Star Wars,
Yeah,
right? I mean,
most of the stuff we're seeing was not Star Wars quality.
yeah.
And we knew that, and that was fine.
But Yor was pretty good. I'm glad I watched it, even though I found the riff track piece of it annoying. I wanted to, like, I was like, how annoying can they be, for this movie? Like, it's not, I, it's not like there's great dialogue, or you know what I mean? It's sort of like a guy that's out of time. It's very much like a John Carter story. Except he doesn't have any memory of where he came from or what's going on. He lands there in like a prehistoric time where there's dinosaurs and cavemen, and he even gets there and he does something like with the woolly mammoth, and they think he's a god because he's got this medallion, and they start worshiping him, and they're like, take these women. You can have all these women. He says, you could have these two twins, or you could take this one. And he takes the one that hates him. And I'm like, the other two wanted him bad, and he takes the one that hates him. But
Like he likes a challenge.
the whole story is this one female that hates him initially, falls in love with him so hardcore.
Of
So later
course.
on, when he finds another woman that looks like him, that's blonde and has a medallion, he's like, he latches onto her and she gets extremely jealous. And then Pog is like an older guy that he protects the woman that doesn't like him because he loved her father. So like his whole goal is to protect her. So it's pretty much her, your, and Pog that wander these wastelands, and then it turns like crazy towards the end because he has like a sci-fi-ish more origin that he's from the future, and they're Atlantean. They don't say that in the movie, but if you read the comic book, you learn that.
I didn't bring that over.
And Pog is always telling the girl not to be jealous. Men should have 10 women. They should have 10 wives. And she's like, no, I want them all to myself. But
I
like,
have not seen that movie ever.
it's on Pluto, but like I said, it's a riff track, so you gotta have patience and you have to really watch it. And being that you didn't experience the comic book, I don't know if you'd want to at this point. I
Yeah.
it's not like anything that's great. If you like Beastmaster and Deathstalker and Sword and Sorcerer and Crawl, you will sort of dig this movie, but it falls into that, and I think
Yeah, for
it
sure.
has
For
like
sure.
a nostalgia feel for me, for sure.
Cool. Glad to hear that the comic is good, though.
Yeah, so much better than the movie.
I do like that Antarctic is publishing a lot of, or digging from that well, the kind of European or South American or whatever stories. Because a lot of those things are comics that we haven't had access, good access to. So it's fun to be able to read some of those now.
Yeah. And it was fun to see like the scenes played out in a movie. Like they look so much and they look so much better in the comic book, but then 'cause the special effects in this movie are slightly better than like Land of the Lost on Saturday morning cartoons. But yeah, it's pretty interesting for sure. I liked it a lot. Even Barb was watching it and asking questions. She came in like, "What the hell are you watching?" But she likes that Riff Trax guys, so I think she had the attention from the other perspective.
Yeah, she was interested in
She thinks what they
their
say is
take.
funny, but like I don't find them that funny. Every time I've seen them, even when I went to the theater to see those guys, Riff Trax, Plan 9 from Outer Space,
Yeah.
and they're okay, but it's so weird to me. Like I've never been a Mystery Science Theater 3000 or a Riff Trax guy, because
Yeah, I'm
I've never wanted people to talk during my movie unless it was me. I don't know what.
Yeah, I don't know that I've seen a Riff Trax, but I've certainly seen Mystery Science Theater.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's not, I mean, I get it, but it's not something it's not my first choice. I'd rather just watch the movie.
So that
But
was like my
I
own.
understand why people like it, though.
That was my only 5 out of 5 this week, but
Wow.
I enjoyed those immensely. Everything else was a 4 out of 5.
Think I had a
The
couple
other
five
one
out of
that you didn't
fives.
have that I read, I didn't like that much. The Mud. What
Oh
was it?
yeah. I haven't got that one yet. The Mud and Madness.
Mud and Madness. I just thought with that one, like the idea of it was better than the execution, 'cause
That's too bad.
it just didn't. It didn't. It's a. You ought to like it a little bit because the fighters in the trench warfare are Canadian.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So
I'm into
it's
that.
sort of a bunch of Canadians in trench warfare that run into a bunch of supernatural things during World War One. I didn't even know they were Canadian until I got towards the end of the book.
It didn't say up front, like
No, if
whatever
it did, I
battalion or
missed it.
whatever. Yeah.
It just went by their names and stuff. And I thought the use of captions was over excessive and
Yeah,
not
that's
very
too bad.
good at telling the story.
Not a good balance between the captions and the art.
They did have a scene there though where they run into a thing where I don't want to tell you what it is because that's what the story is about, but they run into some other soldiers, and I was really curious. They run into Winston Churchill and Walt Disney, and I wasn't aware of Walt Disney being in World War One, so I that made me a little curious to see if he was. And it's weird too how
I don't
some of
think he
it is
was.
in color, and then it switches to black and white. Like
Oh,
I didn't
yeah,
know
this you didn't
why.
know the significance of that, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there was. Well, that's probably the madness part, the mud and the madness.
Yeah, I don't know. It even seems like the creators might have switched up. I don't know if it was very unusual. I gave that a 3 out of 5. Like I'm curious to finish it, but that's one I wasn't too like that rocked my world. Everything else I enjoyed quite a
Yeah.
bit. It just was no Yore.
It's no your.
Yeah. But I've been really into like black and white Savage Sword of Conan and stuff like that, so I think Yore just hit me at the right time and the mood.
Yeah. It kind of fits in with what you've been enjoying
Yeah.
lately, so.
'Cause there was one book that I couldn't get in the mood for. But I'll let that come up naturally when we talk
One
about
of the ones you read?
it.
Interesting, interesting.
Yeah, I just couldn't get into it.
It happens.
There was two hooks in it that brought me in, but
I
then
don't know if
it.
there's any. Let me see if there's any that we read that I did not enjoy. I guess we'll find out as we read, as we discuss.
The next one that I really liked was the Tin Can Society. I thought that was really well done. And I almost didn't get this thing. 'Cause I've been trying to reduce my number one intakes and I read the premise of it. But I thought this was, and I cheated. I read two issues of it.
Nah.
And even though I think the issue one was far superior to the issue, issue two was good too. I like the series a lot. Like I like where they're going with it.
Yeah, so this is one. So this is by Rick Remender. And it was it Image?
I thought it was by
Or was
Peter
it?
Warren.
Oh, you're right.
And Francisco
Why did
Mobili,
I write down Remender?
because I think it's from his
Oh, it's from both.
company.
Oh, well, this it says story Peter Warren and Rick Remender, but then written by Peter Warren, so
Oh, does it say
that's why I
Rick
was
Remender came up
confused.
with the idea, or?
Yeah, it must have been the two of them came up with the idea, and then Peter Warren did the script. So I stand corrected. It's by Rick Remender and Peter Warren. But this is one where it's kind of like telling about this group of friends. They call themselves the Tin Can Society, and it jumps between them being kids and being who they became as adults.
Yeah, and one of the main characters is disabled. He's got the leg braces and.
Yeah, and it seems like he kind of became like an Iron Man type thing,
Yeah.
where he made a suit for himself and
And that's how the story opens, is he's murdered.
And the first issue doesn't really get into it, but yeah, it seems like he made this suit for himself probably to get over his spina bifida, and then was able to use this suit to like fight crime and stuff.
It sounds like his disorder was horrible though, because like he had to like watch what he eats. He would choke if he didn't chew right or wasn't very careful.
Yeah, he couldn't swallow well,
Couldn't
so.
swallow well.
Yeah, so he had to.
So his parents would like containerize food for him.
It said he was like supposed to drink everything, but he refused to. Because he didn't want to seem like a freak, so he would eat normal food. But well, that's how he met the members of the Tin Can Society, right? Because he was choking in the cafeteria, and they came over and gave him the Heimlich. Well, actually, she punched him in the stomach.
Yeah.
To
Did
make
I
him
tell
spit it
you I
out.
gave myself a Heimlich? I was choking at work, and I was the only one in the lab.
This is like happened like a long time ago, right?
No, this just happened like before we after we recorded last.
Oh, then I have not heard this.
Yeah, I was eating some gummy sharks.
Sorry.
They're
I don't mean
like
to laugh
these
at your
blue and
tragedy,
white sharks, right?
but
And I was stressed out because things weren't working, and everybody had left for the day, and I was like, I just grabbed a handful of them, like a whole hand. And instead of like eating one at a time, I threw the whole fucking handful in my
Uh-oh.
mouth,
Oh no.
and one of them went down the wrong pipe. And I was literally choking. Like it was like I can't get it out. So I took my there's a cabinet there that's about right underneath my rib cage, and I slammed my stomach into it as hard as I could, and I coughed it up.
Wow.
And man, did I regret that though the next couple of days, 'cause man, I couldn't laugh or anything 'cause my gut was just, it felt worse than like when you have like a cough for weeks and you get sore and it hurts to laugh. It was like I had bruised myself pretty
Well,
bad.
you must have really pounded yourself.
I did. I didn't want to die in the lab. That was like my worst nightmare. I was going to do whatever I could to
No, dying at work. Yeah, that would be bad. Dying from working overtime at work.
Yeah.
Saddest death ever.
I don't want to die like that.
And from eating gummy shark.
Gummy shark, yeah.
So it's just sad all over the place. Sad and somehow humorous.
Yeah,
Well, I'm glad you lived.
I'm glad too. That's for sure. But he had the Heimlich maneuver done to him too by getting punched in the stomach. The character,
He did.
the thing that I thought they did an
Wait, so
extremely,
did you read this after your incident or before your incident?
after
Okay, so it didn't save your life.
the incident was No, I watch a lot of fucking movies. Like when I throw my arm out of my socket, I learned from Mel Gibson's Lethal Weapon
How
how
to
to
pop it
fix
back
it.
in, yeah.
Yeah. So I've slammed my body against walls and other things in the past. So it's not like it
So
was new to
that's
me.
true. You do have experience
Yeah.
slamming your body against hard objects.
Yeah.
So when you read this story, then you're like, oh, I can relate. That happened
Yeah.
to me.
Well, I also like the way they did like the origin of the story. Like he basically put in a tin can like everything that he wanted to eat and couldn't, like
All the stuff that his parents
yeah, his
forbid.
parents would forbid him to have, and he buried it, and then he showed his friends, and that's how they like bonded over this tin can. They called themselves the Tin Can Society.
Right, because it was him revealing something about himself to the rest of the group.
Yeah.
His big secret, his secret.
And it seems like the one who's really investigating the murder is one of the friends.
Yeah, it was the girl who punched him, right?
Yeah. It's sort of told through her eyes, the story.
Yeah, 'cause she's a, what is she? Is she a detective or something?
I don't know if she's a reporter, but she showed up
I don't
there,
remember.
was taking pictures.
Where's my glasses? Oh, they're there.
She has
Need
a
my,
camera.
oh man, glasses. Oh no, I dropped my glasses. Oh. A mess over here. Okay.
I can't see. I'm blind. I dropped my glasses and I can't read. I have to take my glasses off because
Yeah,
I
you're right.
can't
She's a
see.
photographer.
And then it kind of meet you get to meet some of the friends through her eyes,
Right, because
because she's,
she chose to tell them what happened, and
yeah, one guy seems to be a teacher, the other guy seems to be, I don't know, like some kind of construction worker. One of the guys seems like he's totally a prime suspect, but I don't think he
it's
is.
probably not, yeah.
That they're trying to make you think that. Yeah, but I dug this. This was really good. I think the last panel of the book where somebody drove a knife, where they carved in the side of the bark, the Tin Can Society, that somebody's going after them.
It's
Like,
coming after them.
I don't think it's just the main character.
Yeah, so it's kind of a murder mystery as well. Yeah, it was good. I thought it was well done for sure.
I gave that a 4 out of 5, but damn, was that close to a 5 out of 5 for me.
Yeah, I gave it a 4 out of 5 as well.
I'll let you pick the next one that we talk about.
Hello.
Let me ask you one more thing about the Tin Can Society.
Yes.
Was that enough for you to continue? Like, are you curious enough to buy a trade?
No.
Oh, wow.
But I well no, that well, yeah. That will be a library one for me. It's something I want to read. It's not something I want to own.
That makes sense, I guess.
Like that's my marker now. There's stuff I don't want to read any more of. There's stuff I want to read, but I don't necessarily like it doesn't make
But the thing,
the mark
how
to
could
be
you
added
make
to my
that
collection.
decision without ever knowing it? Like, that's what that first issue is everything to you.
Yes, I basically get purely on the first issue, which is fine. Am I going to
Yeah.
make mistakes? Yes. Do I sometimes get trades and I read them and I'm like, so if I get a trade, I don't really care for the story and I say, oh, I probably didn't need to buy this. I can always sell the trade or donate it or whatever. If on the other hand, I get something from the library and say, this is amazing. It's the best thing I ever read. I should have bought it. Well, I can go out and buy it. So it's not like these decisions are end of the world,
Does
last
your
chance type things.
library do all the image books? Like, is it pretty much a done deal or?
My library does inter-office library loans, meaning I can get books from any of the libraries in the area through my library.
And
So
it's pretty
yeah, I.
consistent. Like, you could get almost anything.
Yeah, unless it's something really an obscure indie, I can pretty much guaranteed to get it.
You probably can't get your.
Yeah, I don't think I can, I don't think I'd be able to, I'm gonna be able to get the Yore collection when it comes out. Yeah, I don't know how many Antarctic Press collections.
Would buy a your hardcover. That's how much I liked it.
Ooh.
Because I think having it on my shelf would be a good thing.
Yeah.
There's so much things from Antarctic. Some of them are anthology form, but that I think are amazing, that are from Europe, overseas, so.
Yeah, I mean, the one other thing I like about Antarctic now is that they're not
I you cut you're cutting out. Connection lost. That's bad. I wonder if we lost internet. Hello? Hello? This is bad.
Hello?
My Verizon 5G just went out.
Oh no.
Yeah. It's been happening a lot lately. Like, I don't understand why. Sometimes it's like really consistent, and then sometimes I get a blimp and it like reboots the wireless box reboots itself, and then I have to wait for it to come back.
Reconnect.
Yeah. It happened when I was recording Retro last week too with Rob.
Man, you think with that extra G it would be more reliable?
Yeah.
Damn.
So you were saying what you liked about Antarctic. And then it like you were gone. I don't know. Can you tell I was gone, or did you just keep talking?
Well, I mean, I kept talking until it went bloom bloom, and then it like said reconnecting,
Hopefully it
and
won't
then
do that
I knew it was
again,
gone.
but I forgot to tell you that that's been happening.
Well, that just makes life harder for you.
Yeah, and there's nothing I can really do about
Yeah.
it. I don't know about, like, my computer doesn't really know that you're gone until it takes like a almost a minute before it realizes that I've gone offline. Like, it tries to recover and it
Right.
can't. And the little wireless symbol's still there for like another 15 seconds before it's really, really gone. And then it goes to the little world symbol. But yeah.
Well, what was I was saying that, one of the things I like about Antarctic, at least recently, is that they're putting out less anthologies a month, so it's much easier to, like, they seem to be alternating a lot of the titles each month, so.
Yeah.
And I don't get as many of the other series as you do.
Well, I bet it's more because of the, not that they're running out of material, but they're
This
seeing
cost
a
savings.
decline, yeah, a decline in people buying stuff. I think
Yeah.
just in general, like it seems like the comic industry's, with the exception of Absolute Batman, is is on the decline. Like I don't think, like, it's so weird because comic, there's some really, really good comics that people aren't getting now. Like, I don't think the Geiger universe is doing that great, if I had to guess, because I
Ghost
know,
Machine.
yeah, I think the people that are reading it are liking it, but I don't think they're like attracting a lot of new readers.
Yeah, which is sad because
And
that's.
I think Transformers is doing fine, but I'm not sure
Well.
the G.I. Joe minis were, and they're
Well, I
relaunching with
guess I
G.I.
didn't.
Joe, so that might change. But I think Transformers, like from what I could tell from podcasts with retailers, is that seems to be like the number one image book right now. Like that people are going to is Transformers.
The nostalgia.
Spawn, I don't know how it's doing. Like, I miss the days where we could actually see how things were relatively doing.
Yeah. And even back then, like you indicated, we knew it wasn't a complete picture, but it certainly let us see some trends. So even though the overall numbers probably weren't exactly accurate, we could see like what was selling more than others and which titles were hurting. But now we have no idea.
Yeah, it's, I don't know what's doing good other than Absolute Batman and Wonder Woman. Like, I know those have sold well, but I don't know how long they'll continue to.
Right. Let's see what kind of legs they have.
I hope they have
It'll be a little while, I'm sure.
enough legs to.
Save the industry.
Yep. Like, let's do a little quiz. This is a quiz. We're gonna go back to the year 1995.
Yes, 95, I remember
Okay,
it well.
think about the year 1995.
Yes.
And let's see if you can name
That was a good year.
one of the top 10 books in
Okay.
1995 in June. Just one.
Batman.
No.
No, let me
You,
that was just an offhanded
let's
comment. Let me think.
no, I'm gonna give you 10 guesses. That's a lot to fill in. Any one of the 10 books that are in
That was
1995.
95. Was that Ultimates? Was that 95 or was that earlier?
95, let me just give you a set. Was 92 is when Image blew up.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's after that. And I
So the
think
one thing
it's
you gotta know
after
about
the death of
me is I'm
Superman.
very bad at time. But I remember what I was doing in 95. What comics was I reading? Gosh, that was around when I stopped getting new comics and I was only getting back issues.
So this can be tough.
But let me
But
think.
you could I think you can at least get one of the 10. You have strike one with Batman. Batman was a good guess. It was a good guess.
That wasn't even the top 10.
No, it was ranked 22.
Wow.
This is by reported by Diamond Comics Distributors, and it's in Wizard Magazine.
How about Spawn?
Yes, ding 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 ding. You
You kind of.
you got number 2 with Spawn number 33. So
Wow.
Spawn was still kicking ass. So that's two guesses and you got one. What you want to get keep continue?
Gosh, what else was. I feel like their Valiants were still popular in 95. So maybe like a like Solar.
No, ding ding ding, but I'm trying to look for where Valiant is.
Oh, did they already fall down by then?
Holy shit.
I thought they were still popular in 95. No, I guess that was.
I think holy crap. Man, have the mighty 95 Acclaim had already taken over.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my timing's
So
off on that.
man, I don't see a Valiant proper title. I see some Acclaim books, but
Yeah, once they went to Acclaim, they're dead.
holy shit. That surprises me. I would have struck out on that one. But like the ones that I can see that are Acclaim are Ice Age Magic: The Gathering number 4 at rank 72. And Fallen Empires Magic, The Gathering number
So
2.
magic. Hey, you know
Yeah.
there was magic comics back
So that's pretty fascinating. So that was three guesses, you got one. You got seven more.
it gotta be like a Spider-Man.
That's strike four.
Spider-Man wasn't in the top 10?
Spider-Man Max Clonage Alpha was number 14. Amazing Spider-Man was 15.
15.
And Spider-Man 61 was 18. Web of
I
Spider-Man
was
was 20.
popular in
So you have a Spider-Man's, but they were in the top 20, not the top 10.
Yeah, I don't remember what was popular in.
I think if you get one and you think about that one, you will continue to do well.
95.
Got six more guesses.
Well, there gotta be an X-Men.
Yeah, you got it. So with guess five, you got number three, X-Men 43. X-Men proper. Now
So
stay on
that
that theme.
was so that I don't remember what event was going on at that time.
You got X-Men. What else would be there?
I don't know.
Uncanny X-Men? Maybe.
Oh, yeah. That's all X-Men. It's all the X-Men varieties.
Stay on that
Oh,
theme.
like X-Factor,
Yes.
X-Force. No, X-Force was
No.
not top 10.
One of them
New
you won't get.
Mutants?
Well, another variation of them.
People, listeners are screaming at me right now. A variation of the New Mutants?
Younger group, but they were called something else.
I don't know.
I can throw out an artist and you'll get it. Bacalo.
I didn't. Oh, yeah, I don't know what it's called. I never write it. I don't think I own any of it.
Generation X.
Yeah, I don't know any of that stuff.
There's two surprising ones in
What
here.
number of Generation X was it?
Number six, so it's very early.
Yeah, I was not getting those.
Any other guesses? So you got X Factor, you got X Men.
Is it all Marvel? What other non-Marvel are on the top 10?
Well, if I give it to you, then
What's
there's
the company?
I'll tell you there's two other images and one other something.
Oh, there's other images. I don't think it's Savage Dragon.
No.
What else was Image putting out back then? Oh, like Wildcats? Was that being put out? It's so hard because but month by
Start
month it's going to vary
thinking
because.
about that company, Jim Lee's company. It's not Wildcats, but what else did he knock it out of the park with at the time?
No, I don't know.
Gen 13.
Gen 13 was in the top 10?
Gen 13 was number 5, with Gen
I didn't know it
13
was that
number 3.
popular. I had Gen 13s. I didn't know it was that popular, though.
You'll never guess the other one that was indie.
What's the company?
Chaos.
Lady Death?
Yeah, Lady Death Between Heaven and Hell, number 4. Was
Wow.
number 10.
I guess it was popular back then.
See,
Lady Death. Wow.
I think I would have done a little bit better than you though, because I was very much into.
Yeah,
I was I was
you're
I
always
was I
getting
was
new
in,
stuff.
engrossed with what was in the what was hot and what wasn't. But like
Yeah.
number one, which would have been impossible, like I would have never guessed this one, was another Spawn book. Spawn Blood Feud number one was number one. Spawn number
Wait, what is
33.
this list? Is this for a certain month or for the
It's
year?
for June.
Oh yeah. See, that's it's hard because it's hard to know like what exactly was coming out
No,
that month.
but I think if you stayed on the X-Men track, you would have the ones that were surprising to
Yeah, I don't know. I should have
me
gone to X-Men earlier because
was X-Men
that was very
5
popular
and
in the 90s.
X-Man 6 were number 7 and 8.
Wait, what was the first one?
X-Man, do you remember that, Nate? The guy, the
I
young
never read.
Cable.
Yeah, I never got. I've never read X-Man. I know about
He
X-Man.
was number 5 and I mean number 7 and
That's
8 with
crazy.
issue 5 and 6. Is that
Wow.
nuts or what?
That's crazy.
Like that one I wouldn't have guessed. Like I wouldn't have
No.
guessed at all.
I'm still
So
surprised. I didn't know Gen 13 was that popular.
yeah, Spider-Man, well, Spawn, X-Men, Uncanny X-Men,
You
Gen
know what's
13,
funny?
what?
Like, I swear, like, the Gen 13s and the X-Men, like, no one gives a shit about those comics
Well, the Gen 13s were hotter than hell. Like, that was when J. Scott Campbell was drawing them.
Yeah.
Like, they were hot until they got about to issue 15. Like, people started to drop off.
But those back issues aren't worth anything.
True, because I just bought a lot of them. I just completed every one of them.
That's funny.
The mini series is still have
They're hot at
value.
the
They're
time.
like double digits. The
Yeah, there's gonna be, yeah, there's certain issues, yeah,
yeah.
or runs, yeah, that are gonna be valuable. I mean,
X-Man was number 7 and 8. X-Factor was number 9. And Lady Death was number 10.
what issue of X Factor was it at the time?
113.
Wow,
Uncanny X-Men was at 323. But let's continue going at least through the top 20 just to give you an idea. At 11 was Cable at 22, issue
Oh,
22.
yeah, I should have picked a cable.
Was LeDron at that time or was Was that way later? No, that was way later,
Yeah,
I
I think that
think.
was way later.
Sovereign 7 from DC was number 2 and their number ranked series at DC. Can you believe that?
Really?
That's worth a quarter now.
That's Pat
Sovereign
Dixon,
7.
right?
Is that Claremont?
It's one of those guys.
I think it's Claremont. I think that's when he went over there because he was pissed off.
Yeah, you're right. Chris Claremont.
It's Chris Claremont, Sovereign 7.
Wow, yeah,
At
I
number
see that all the
13,
time in the cheap bins.
at number 13, Excalibur 88. At number
Okay.
14, Spider-Man Max Clonage Alpha. At number 15, Amazing Spider-Man 404. At number 16, Superman versus Aliens, Dark Horse slash DC. That was number 2. At 17 was Wildcats. You did say that. Number 21. At 18, Spider-Man number 61. 19, Pit at issue 10. And at 20, Web of Spider-Man 127. So what does that tell you? At this time, X-Men was hot, Spider-Man was hot, and some of the Image books were hot. And DC had nothing until
DC was not hot.
22. At starting at 22 to 30 is where you start seeing the Batmans and the Supermans.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have known X-Men. That's always been popular.
Yeah, this is an interesting list just to see what's there.
Yeah, I like looking back on those old.
Savage Dragon was at 64.
So top 100.
Yeah.
I don't know where it lands now.
The Max was at 59.
Yeah, I was wondering if the Max was came out that month. See, that's the thing, you don't know like month per month. Some of those Image books weren't coming out monthly.
Yeah. There was a lot of Image books in here. This
Yeah,
must be
they're
where
still popular.
Deadly Duo from Eric Larson was at 78. Ghost was at 79. That was the Dark Horse series. Yeah, it's
What
interesting to
issue of
see.
Ghost was it? Was it like a?
Number 3.
Oh, I'm surprised it was so low. That got a lot of hype when it first came
Yeah.
out, that
Well, Eric
those X
Larson also did
books.
Star. So Star had number 1.
What number was that?
Number 1. He was at 83.
83.
Union was at 5. Cyber Rid, Maximum Press number 1. Team Youngblood was at 86. Supreme is
There's
at
three Eric
29.
Larson books? Wow.
Yeah. Beavis and Butthead was ranked 90. At 18, issue 18.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, this is a fascinating list. I love to do this. It was interesting because you did guess Spawn. I would have probably got that one because Spawn was hot until like 50 issues, I think. It stayed pretty hot for a while.
At least through the McFarlane issues.
Yeah. Well, the McFarlane Capullo, because you got to remember how Capullo came on really early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
McFarlane didn't draw for a long time. Like, he was out pretty quick.
When did he?
That's a good question. Let's see.
I was looking for my Spawn omnibus, but I don't see it. My Spawn omnibus.
That's not good.
I'm not going to open my single issues.
Oh, it's searching by publisher. How did I get into that mode? I want
How
to
does it?
search by artist. Spawn.
When here we go, spawn.
No, I don't want to search by artist. That was dumb. I want to search by title, god damn it.
Let's see, was he still doing it at? So by 16, it was Capullo. Where is this first one? Oh, looks like.
And you got to remember early on he had the gaming issues and the. What was that? Hello? Are you there? What the fuck is going on? Hello? Let me plug this fucker back in. You might be still on. Hello? Hello? That sucks. Wow. Now I can't hear you.
Hello?
Jesus Christ. I can hear you now. That
So
was
what was
weird.
the
It was basically say Bill isn't online every time I try to call you.
So we're talking about try we're talking about needing new computers.
What happened?
My computer decided to this is a good time to do a bl show me a nice blue screen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my computer is also not Windows 11 ready. Speaking of 95,
Wow, so we've been batting 1,000 in this episode. So I lost internet, and then I thought I lost it again, but I went to check my phone because my phone will switch to 5G
Yeah.
instead of wireless, and it was fine. So I called Skype test, and it worked. So I knew it was you.
You knew it was me. It was me.
Yeah, and then I
I
couldn't
kind of
call you.
minimized
That was
this.
weird. 'Cause
I
you could
can't.
IM
No,
me. That worked. But I couldn't see you online.
that's weird. Man, I got this. What is this? What? I guess a Skype window that I can't minimize. It's just sitting
There's
there.
an X in the right-hand corner. Can you hit that?
I'll try it. Okay, I hit it.
There you are. Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Wow.
Technological issues.
Trump administration must have started early.
They're doing something to the
They don't like the geek
net neutrality. Yeah, net neutrality
brunch.
is gone. Now the corporations can take as much bandwidth as they want,
There you go.
leaving none for
For
poor podcasters.
podcasters.
All right, where were we?
We were talking about Spawn and how early Todd McFarlane left, and it was
Yeah.
you were saying about number 16, and then you vanished off of
The planet.
the
Yeah, it looks like
planet.
16 Capullo took over.
Hey, I was looking and he
So
came
he's
back
off
for a
by
couple of things. He came back on
95.
24 and a couple of
Let's see who did it in June of
33 was
95.
Spawn 33. It was Capullo, Todd McFarlane, Mark Pennington, and Les White. I don't know what that means. Like, that's a lot of Artists.
That's a lot of names.
And I don't know if like Todd was inking and he got credit for art. I think that's he was inking
Oh,
Capullo.
that could be, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So he wasn't on for a long time. 'Cause you had Tony Daniel and Capullo. And they were alternating, and then Todd would come back for issue 50. Was always writing, but he just would vanish from the art chores for sure.
Yeah. Well, that's when, I mean, he had his toy company up by then, so I think.
Yeah.
He's a busy man. So why did you choose to look at the 95, June of 95 hot top 10?
I was just looking at a Wizard magazine.
Going through Wizard magazine.
Yeah.
I was not reading Wizard magazine in 95. I'd stopped by then.
I don't think I ever stopped Wizard. And Wonder Woman was written and drawn by John Byrne, and I didn't even see her on the list, or it's coming out anyway. There's ads for Windjammer doing Neil Adams stuff. So, man, this was towards the end, I think, of Acclaim. It seems like Valiant was around a lot longer than they appear to be. I
What
know
do you
they were
mean?
around in 90s doing Mario, and then it was like 92 when they became hot, and then they were. They still had like Birthquake and you know all that when Bart Sears came over to Exo Manowar and they had a lot, so I don't know like when that happens. Totally surprised to see no Acclaim books in there besides Magic the Gathering.
Were they on the list like other places, or were there just no?
No, they weren't even in the top 100.
They may not have had any that month then.
That surprises me, though.
Yeah. Or they might have been, yeah, I don't know what they're.
I could pull up Exo Man of War now that I'm
That's what I was
searching.
going to do. Let's see where Exo Man of War was in 95.
Maybe they were on hiatus
Let's
until Birthquake.
see. March, April,
90,
June of
95, they
95.
were in the 30s.
Yeah, no, 40s. 43.
I have cover date of 195 is 35.
Oh, yeah, I was talking about June of
Oh,
95.
June.
So there was an XO.
But the writer was Jorge Gonzalez and Luke Ross, so God, I don't remember that
That
credit team. Even though I have it all.
was not in the top 10 for some reason.
So when did Birthquake happened shortly after. So issue 44. So maybe next month in July they hit it. Maybe the next month they're going to
Could
hit the
be, yeah.
top
The next
10
month is Ron
because
Mars,
that's Ron
yeah, and
Mars and
Bart
Bart
Sears,
Sears.
yeah.
But I knew they were still around. I was just surprised that.
They weren't in the.
Oh, there's even an ad on the back cover of Wizard that says A Blast from the Past, Exo Man of War in July by Bart
the
Sears. Yeah.
Where's Bart Sears, the blast from
But
the past?
it's crazy that they like just vanished like totally out of the top 100.
100. Yes. This would be some rare issues that are hard to find and are super expensive.
I don't think expensive.
No, they're not. I
Yeah, DC at this time wasn't doing too well either. 'Cause they really
Mr.
didn't hit into the
Gonzalez did the
20.
writing for a while.
Yeah, he did. And Valiant was still publishing pretty strong during this time. They just, 'cause it's always had like Shadow Man, Archer and Armstrong, and I don't know if Rye was still going on. Magnus, was he still? Let me look at Magnus, Robot Fighter. Acclaim. Let's see Valiant to see if in 95 they were still doing anything. Yeah, they were still publishing. Keith Giffen was the writer. Tony Bedard. Yeah, so they really dropped off the planet. They relaunched it with Birthquake, though, Magnus. I remember still liking it. Like, I was still fond of it. I don't think quality-wise, I mean, other than that first year when Shooter was around, they did drop off a little bit, but still was pretty good reads.
Yeah, I had fallen off by then.
You were too cool for school at that time.
I was
You're
too
with the
busy going
hash.
to
You were with a with Martin and Nick. Was like Hesher and
I was
Burnout
too busy going to all the punk rock shows.
City, man. I
Do a
got no time.
lot.
I got no time for comics. I'm
I
too
got no time for
cool.
comics. Yeah,
Too
gotta go to the
cool,
punk rock
man. I
shows.
gotta hang out and spray paint some walls and hang out with Nick and Martin.
I'm glad I did it then, though, when I was young and could do
Yeah.
it. I was young enough to go to the concerts several day nights a week.
There you go. Well, back to our regularly scheduled program after our quiz that, and then our 20-minute
Yes.
interlude of downtime. We still have three more books to talk about that I know of.
We do.
Four more books.
I have one, two, three. I only know about three of them. Oh, maybe four.
You should have Power Fantasy, Hack
I have
Slash
that.
Body Bags,
I have that.
Knights versus Samurai,
Oh, I forgot about that one. Where is it? I had it. Oh, there it is. It was just buried.
Hyde
I got him.
Street.
I got them all.
There you go. I'll let you pick which one you want to go to.
We will talk about, let's talk about Hyde Street, because we already mentioned the Ghost Machine universe.
Yeah.
So this is by Jeff Johns and Ivan Reis on the art.
Oh, Danny Mickey.
But Danny Meekie, yes, talking about 90s Image on the inks. I like this one.
This seems to me like it's yeah, I really liked it too. I the way I interpreted it is it's like a purgatory hell. Like somewhere in
Yeah.
between heaven and hell that bad people get sent.
But they don't, it seems like they don't die and go there. They like just get pulled there. So it's like a weird alternate dimension type thing that they get pulled into. I don't know what happens when
Yeah, the way
they die
the
in
way it
on Hyde
opens
Street.
up, that old woman just gets pulled into there, right? Into Hyde Street, like she's
She's crossing the street.
crossing the street, and then all of a sudden she's pulled into.
Yeah, a Boy Scout helps her across the street, and she gets to the other side of the street, and she's on Hyde Street. That was good. So the little boy, yeah, he asks her what's in her bag, and he's like, is that the cyanide you used to kill your child and husband? She's like, what? Those people have done bad things,
Yeah,
and now
that's crazy.
they end up in this on Hyde Street where they have to pay for their sins.
Well, in this case, the Boy Scout killed her.
Yeah, because it looks
Oh
like
no,
there's.
she looked like she burned up and then she was there. I'm stuck. Help. Help me. She gets run over by a
Yeah, she gets run over
tractor.
by the steamroller, yeah. Yeah, but it seems like. So we first meet that kid, and then after he kills the woman, he runs into the hero of our story.
Hero.
The anti-hero of our story. What was his name? Mr. X-Ray?
Mr. X-Ray
Mr.
Specs.
Yeah, Mr. X-Ray.
That's a cool punk rock song. I don't know if you've ever heard it, but I can't remember the band that sang it.
I know there is a band called X-Ray Specs.
Yeah. This was a song called X-Ray. It even has like comic book references in there. It's like I think the song's X-Ray Specs, and then they like mention Action Comics and DC and a bunch of other stuff. I forget what the song is though. This is the guy that has the fish, what do they call it? Shrimp. Brine shrimp at the end of the sea
Yeah, sea
monkeys.
monkeys, yeah. Yeah, it's the guy who started the advertising or the mail order in comic books for rip-off items for kids.
Yeah.
And the guy who works for him is like, do we have to be targeting kids? And he's like, getting adults to part with money can be tricky, Jim, but kids are easy.
I think this guy was a real dude. I mean, I don't know if they're using his real name in here.
Based on a real
Yeah.
guy. Yeah, I never looked into that, like the history of those ads and comics. But we were suckers as kids because I remember looking at those ads being like, oh, I want to get that
Well, they
stuff.
always made it look so awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I got suckered into it, but I didn't go into the X-ray specs or the sea monkeys because I just had no interest. But I
Yeah.
was very much into the army men, and they had like these
Oh, where you can get like
awesome.
100 army men for each one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like
Yeah.
I bought the army man one, and I bought the Revolutionary War soldier one.
Because didn't you get like not only the army men, but you got like
Tanks,
tanks and
yeah.
yeah, all sorts of
Well, they would
stuff with
show the like this awesome like
it.
scene where you had the
Yeah,
Germans
battle scene,
fighting
yeah.
the Americans, and there were tanks and airplanes and everything, and it was real extravagant. And it said 100 pieces, and then you'd get like this little box that was 6 by, I don't know, maybe 6 by 2. And everything was flat. Like all the soldiers, they had a base you could stand them up, but they were like flat. They had no like 3D
Were they
substance
plastic
to
or
them. Yeah,
paper?
they were plastic.
Yeah, you just pop them up.
And then the Revolutionary War ones, the figures were like not even an inch. They were like half an inch, God, not even half an inch tall. And they had 3D to them, but they were so small,
They're tiny.
couldn't do anything with them.
Couldn't stand them up, probably.
And I think after I was burnt once and burnt twice, I stopped.
You're done.
Yeah. I was like, I'm not going to send away for any of the Crusaders or any of these other cool ads that are in there. And I remember I had some 12 cent comics. Just because I traded away for him, this guy Edward Jaramillo, his dad had That was when I told you I couldn't be rich if I would have saved those
Yeah, if
instead
it
of
hadn't
traded them away.
traded them away,
Yeah,
yeah.
I was like, had all of the Prime Marvel comics of the
Oh.
day. And I used to always see this ad about like this kid-sized submarine. Like,
Oh yeah, I
you could
remember
actually
seeing
get
that,
into the
yeah.
submarine. And then later on, I Googled it, like when the internet was around, because I was always curious. It was this cardboard piece of shit. But the ad made it look cool.
It's a cardboard box, yeah.
Yeah.
They just send you the box and it's empty, and it's like, there you go. That's your sub. Was always drawn to the like, they always had like prank stuff, like gum that makes your teeth black and snapping gum. At least that stuff was like real.
Yeah.
But yeah, the X-ray specs and the sea monkeys. I always was interested in the sea monkeys, but my dad would tell me that's just brine shrimp.
Have you, what is brine shrimp? There, are they alive?
Yeah, but they're really, really tiny, like microscopic almost.
But how do they ship live
They're just
things?
eggs. 'Cause my dad used to get them to feed to his fish.
Oh, I
So you just get
gotcha.
the eggs and you put them in water and then they hatch. And then they swim around and the fish eat them. But they're real, real tiny.
Yeah.
That's why in the like picture, I think when you actually got the thing in, it was like a tank, and then there's like little circles that were kind of like magnifiers, so like little bubbles. And that was their way of saying, oh yeah, you can see them close up because you can look through the little magnifier to see them if when they swim by it. But the pictures, it was like, a full family with arms and legs and
And
smiling and faces and stuff.
I guess he was shipping the small monkey in this one too. I don't know if that was a thing.
Don't think so. I mean, it wouldn't surprise. I know that back in the early 80s. No, late 70s, I think monkeys became a thing. Because I know that my parents knew someone who had a monkey as a pet,
Oh
and
wow.
they hated it because it would just throw poop everywhere.
I
So I think that was a thing. Yeah, I'm going to say late 70s. But I don't know if they were ever sold in comic books. It's possible. But in this case, he ordered a monkey and it got
jumped
out
out
of,
the
or yeah, he
window.
let it out of the box and it attacked them. But basically, he's not a good guy. So
Yeah.
they give his backstory of him ending up on Hyde Street.
He has a
And
run-in with
then
his daughter, right? His
yeah, his
daughter,
daughter
Judy.
comes back because I can't remember what happened to the mother. Oh yeah, she was living with her mother, but then she went to live with her uncle, but he's an alcoholic, so she wants to live with her dad, and he's like, get out of here.
Yeah, and that's when he goes looking for her and then runs into the Cub Scout boy.
Yep, and ends up on Hyde Street.
It's lemonade.
And then it's cool because, like, on the very last page, there's like a scoreboard, with like Mr. X and the Boy Scout, and it's kind of giving this score of how many people they've, I don't know if it, how many people they've brought to Hyde Street or how many people they've killed on Hyde Street. But it seems like the X-ray guy and the Boy Scout have different opinions on what you're supposed to do with someone on Hyde Street. Like the Boy Scout just wants to kill him right away, but I think the Mr. Hyde wants to like torture them a little bit first, make them pay for what they did. I don't know. It's interesting. It's an interesting little kind of Twilight Zone-y story.
Yeah, I liked it.
Great art, of course.
Yeah. Did you buy the other one? The one that's in this advertised in this book called The Devourer?
Probably. Oh, Devour, yeah.
Get
Oh,
thin
yeah,
or die
Heaven on
trying.
Hyde Street. Yeah. Man, I like all this stuff, man.
Yeah.
I'm into this Ghost Machine. Like, I've liked. The only thing I wasn't crazy about was Redcoat,
Yeah.
but it's not that it was bad. And Hornsby and Halo and the Rockefellers, I don't think have come out yet, but they've been solicited.
Yeah.
Rook is fantastic. Geiger's great. This is great. I'm sure Devourer's great.
Do you
That's good
want to? Do
stuff.
you have Devour?
I don't know. Has it shipped? Do you have it?
I do.
I mean, if you have it, then I'll have it by next time if I don't have it already.
Okay. We'll check into it. Did you notice that the Knights versus Samurai was from Todd McFarlane produced? If you look at the indicia, it says Todd McFarlane in it.
Let
Todd
me see if this
McFarlane
is true.
Productions.
He is the creative director.
And it says Todd McFarlane
Oh, yeah,
Productions.
copyright Todd McFarlane.
I
Interesting.
even bought the Todd McFarlane cover. Which
Ooh,
had two dragons on it. It was
I did
black and
not.
white. And I brought the cover A.
It's weird because it's Knights and Samurai created by David Dashmalshian.
Dashelman. He's the actor, right? Or is
What is
that
it?
not him?
Yeah, it is. How do you get what do you how did you pronounce it?
Dashelman? That's how I do.
That's completely wrong. The L is after the M, though.
Da Dashelmelin Sheen.
No, the L is after the M. It's Dast Mal Sheehan. That's Mal Sheehan.
Dashmalshian.
I
Dashelman. I think there's a lot of silent letters in that name.
the Sheehan. And the L, you pronounce the L before the M, so it's Dal.
Dashelman.
You don't pronounce the S and T. It's just doll.
Mine rolls off the tongue, yours doesn't.
Dolman.
Dashelman.
So DST is Dosh.
Dosh.
And then
Yeah,
O.
you have to be able to pronounce
The
his name.
M is silent, so it's Dosh Mal. No, dot. What is it? Dosh
Dashelman.
All. Then I and then MAN.
Yeah. Dashelman. I like to refer to him as Polka Dot Man.
I
Well,
like to
what?
call him Count Crawley.
Count Crawley.
I
Did you ever see that movie where he was the talk show host? That's
No,
really
I need to.
good.
Yeah, I still need to watch that. I still need to watch that. But this is not that. This is a very different story
Yeah.
about knights,
They spend a lot of time on the knights,
dragons.
not a hell of a time on the
No, this is
samurai.
the yeah, this is the knight's story.
Well, I even read issue two and it still seems knight heavy.
The knights are the protagonists.
The knights are you got is Bill and I'm the samurai, so I kick ass
Yes, so far
later
the knights are
on.
winning.
Yeah, and that
Oh
issue two we turn the tides.
no.
Yes,
So in
it's
issue one,
all samurai.
we meet two of the knights, they're brothers, and one of the brothers gets killed, but the other brother ends up killing the dragon. So he's rewarded
He's sort of like the dragon killer.
for his efforts. Yes, he's the dragon butcher. forever known as the Dragon Butcher, and he gets sent on a mission to an island where some missionaries went there and got killed by some creatures, so he's going to go there and kill the creatures.
I don't think they're creatures, though. They're
They're samurai.
samurai.
Yeah, so they get to an island and they see samurai.
I think it's well drawn. It's interesting from the knight's perspective. Like, he seems to be the central character,
Yeah,
the guy who lost the brother. Yeah.
the
And then
young
there's a
brother
lot
and his
of,
wife.
there's two people on the ship that I think have other motives. There's the one creepy looking dude that's on the ship. I really don't know what his motive is, even after reading 2 issues. And then there's the other guy that was put on the ship by the Duke, I think, to take care of him or guide him to this island. But I liked it. I thought it was good. It has a nice cardstock cover because it's Todd McFarlane.
Oh, I should have given it away. I should have been like, this is a nice cover. This must be a Todd McFarlane production. And it's $2.99. Oh, it's definitely a Todd McFarlane production.
The one thing I couldn't get is that giant guy, like, that's on the ship. He's huge. Do you see the size of him, like,
Yeah, they got
proportion?
one. Yeah, they got a giant.
I wonder if he's human, 'cause he seems like he's so big, like he's.
Yeah, I think he is. I think he's just a giant, like the, because this is like a fantasy world, right? They got
Yeah.
dino or not dinosaurs, dragons and krakens and stuff.
Well, that was a cool kraken because it was like had a bunch of eyes and tried to eat the ship, tear it
Yeah,
apart.
they fought a kraken. Yeah, but yeah, so there is a giant on the ship too. Yeah, he's like twice as tall as anyone else, and
Yep.
about four times as wide.
What
Well,
do you
actually,
think of this one? Like,
didn't
is
they
it
kill the Kraken by like
they
basically the giant threw a spear at him?
yeah, in the eye, it was a harpoon.
Yeah, threw a
They were
harpoon.
shooting arrows into its eyes, but then they finally got the giant just threw the harpoon because they were like, use the harpoon, and the
Yeah.
giant just threw it. Landed right in the eye.
But I liked it. I gave it a 4 out of 5.
I did too, but I think this is a library pick for you.
It is a library.
Yeah.
It is a library
Now
pick.
that I know what your criteria
The
is, I think
criteria.
it's easier for me to guess.
Yeah. I used to be a little more flexible, like I would get more stuff, but I can't now. I'm out of room, so that's my change.
Yeah.
It's got to be something special to get added to the collection.
I can't wait to see the samurai kick the knight's ass.
I don't know. I can't wait to see the giant smashing those samurai to pulp, just punching them, squishing them.
Oh, they
It's
don't
gonna be
stand a
great.
chance.
It's
The
gonna be like
giant's dead.
nice little swords, smush,
You will
step
finally
on
hear the ending of this when Bill reads it from the library in 2028. Maybe 2030.
Accurate, accurate.
So we have Hack Slash Body Bags.
We do.
20 bloody years. Did you read Body Bags?
I was going to ask you the same
I did
question.
not.
I did not either. This is my first foray into the body bags world.
Yeah, same here.
I've known about body bags, but
I was
I've
aware of
never.
them. I think I'm gonna, maybe I picked them up later. I know I didn't pick it up when it was coming out. Let me see, body bags. No, I don't own this. This was Dark Horse. And then there was an Image one in 2005. I don't own that either. And then there was another Image one in 2006, and I don't own that either. I guess Jason Peterson passed away. Is that the impression you got? Because it seemed like it was dedicated to him. Are you there? God damn it! What the fuck? Oh my goodness.
We're back.
Yeah. My
Got a lot
computer
of
doesn't
commercial
my
breaks.
computer doesn't crash. It's my internet.
Your internet.
So we were talking about our exposure to body bags, and I think before I was disconnected, I was saying I don't own any of it. Like, I
That's
don't
what.
own any of the series.
Yeah, I was going to look, but I'm pretty sure I don't own any of it
There were two
either.
Image series, and then there was
Body,
one
yep,
Dark Horse.
I don't own a single thing. And
This is my first. So I
it
think.
looks like it's like the creator is no longer with us because it had a dedicated to Jason Pearson, creator of body bags.
Yeah, I saw that.
Just sad, but it's nice that his legacy lives on.
Yeah, I wonder how that happened. It would be interesting to know.
It says creating an association with 12 Gauge Comics and the Jason Pearson estate. So,
Oh, so he coordinated with them.
yeah, I don't know if Tim Se so Tim Seeley wrote this. I don't know if he contacted them or they contacted him or. Or if they had been planning this maybe even before, and it just never came, never, yeah, it came to fruition, and now he just said, well, it's a good time to do it or whatever. I don't know. But I think that this, so given that I didn't have any history with the character or this world, it took me a little while to put the pieces together to kind of figure out what it was all about, but I think by the end I kind of understand what the body bag world is.
I don't know if I do. There's cyborgs and
Yeah, there's certainly a lot I don't quite understand yet. But it's also, I mean, I guess.
it seems like it's an older guy with a younger girl. Clown face and a panda.
Right.
And it looks like our C Cassie Hack and Vlad are headed over there to go find a killer that ran with Clownface. And the killer had just killed three young guys at a cemetery
Right.
related to the Cisco Valentine.
Yeah, Edge Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, after death of Cisco Valentine. So yeah, Hack and Vlad are, yeah, on the look, going after him, and they go to the city that the body baggers and cyborgs live. Vlad even comments on the cyborgs. Oh, I guess. Oh, also there is cyborgs.
Yeah, and they questioned a cyborg that gave them the information on Clownface so they can go find him. There is a cool scene here with Clownface over Vlad, and it looks like he's gonna attack him. And then the scene switches to Casey Hack, who seems to be going after Panda. And then it looks like that Cisco Valentine is back from the dead or something.
Yeah, looks like it. I like that. So Was that girl his clown face's daughter, or was it just his partner or something? I don't remember if they
That I don't know.
said what the relationship was. But she's going to a finishing school. Yeah, she says, "But Daddy," so it's her daughter. It's his
Okay, that's
daughter.
his daughter.
So he's sending her to a finishing school, and then Cassie like sneaks into the school, which is kind of ironic because we just had that other
Hack
hack slash
slash.
comic where she goes to a finishing school. So,
Yeah.
so that's kind of funny.
It was pretty cool. This one, are you gonna get the singles in? I
Yeah, I'm
think you
singles in
said,
this one.
yeah.
Yeah, I liked it. I gave it a 4 out of 5.
So did I. And the last one we have is Power Fantasy.
Power Fantasy. Is this the one you didn't like?
Yeah, I couldn't get into it, man.
I liked it a lot, but I can understand that because it's pretty deep.
Well, I read it really late, and it was.
Yeah, it's not one. It's
It's
not one to
like
read
three
late.
quarters of it is just two gods talking about nuclear war in the 60s. And
Yes.
later on, it's sort of like realized. And I think the part I liked the most is when that other god was like floating above the city, and the United States just decided to,
About to
like,
take
from
him out.
yeah, take him out from space, and it like cut his body into half, but it didn't like do the
But it didn't
job.
kill him, yeah. Yeah, so it's basically about, and I think they say in here how many, was it like four, there's like four or five
Godlike beings.
godlike beings on the planet, and it's basically them trying to,
Keep the world running, I think, but
yeah, trying to deal with humanity and how they should help humanity, which, and they differ in their thoughts on how that should be done, because that's what the whole beginning is the two of them are, the guy kind of wants to take over and lead them, but the woman wants to let them live and just stop them if they try to kill themselves.
yeah.
And he, the guy, and they actually have different powers because he has like mind powers. He can control people. And she has like some kind of uber power. I think she might be the most powerful
It
of
seems
them.
that way. So this one was your read of the week, or
This
do you...
was, yeah, this one was a 5 out of 5 for me. So
That was
this is my
interesting.
favorite of them. I thought it was really good. I thought it was really well written and an interesting take on superheroes. This was, Kieran Gillen and Kaspar.
Yeah, they're the ones that do the
Oh no,
music stuff, aren't they? The
they do
vinyl or whatever it's called. I don't remember what it's called, but
yeah, they do something. I enjoyed this one. So I'm getting this one in trade. This one made my cut.
wow.
Yeah.
And as I was reading this one, this was the one that I said, this doesn't work for me. Like, I would, with issue one, I would have not done your,
You would have bailed.
I would have bailed. Like, there wasn't anything wrong with it. So, like, I can't rate it a 3 out of 5 because I think it was well done. I just don't think it, like, clicked with me.
Yeah,
And
and
if it
that.
wasn't for like the two cliffhangers, if it didn't have that thing like where the United States struck back and then the God kind of struck back and they kind of like made an agreement so the one God had to go back and kill a bunch of people, right? In order to to get the one god that was cut in
Oh, to
half
back down, to not
to
attack.
back down,
Yeah,
yeah.
to not retaliate against, not destroy the US. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he made him kill like a bunch of people. It's basically if you have four people with like uber powers who any of them could destroy the world, how do they get along with each other and run the world?
Yeah, I think this one's like a 8-issue mini series too, or maybe more. It's one of those longer minis.
Yeah. Wicked and Divine. That's what I think that's what you're, is that what you're thinking
Well,
of?
Wicked and Divine, and there
Well,
was
that's.
some before that
Yeah.
that had to do with music, but I don't remember what it was.
Which one it was.
Yeah. And I didn't read that one. I got Wicked and Divine, but not the other one.
Yo. Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue.
I know it's not vinyl because the guy who does plastic and vinyl,
It's not vinyl for
yeah,
sure.
it's not that, but it.
Okay, I'm thinking Material Girl, but that's not what it's called. I have some issues of it. Whatever it's called. Phonogram.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Phonogram. I have like, I like his stuff in general. I mean, I wasn't a big reader of Phonogram or Wicked and Divine. Once in Future, I liked Die. I was a big fan of Die.
And I didn't get Die, so I didn't
That's
like that one. That was
not your genre.
like role playing.
Yeah. It's fantasy. So that's the comics we had.
Yeah. Now we can talk about the movies that we watched.
The movies that we watched. Yes. I watched something that you watched before. We could start with that.
Okay, we'll do that.
Because it was something that I had not seen before, and it was embarrassing that I had never seen it, so I rectified it. And it is a classic known as Stoker Ace,
Oh, yeah, I like that.
which is a Hal Needleman production. So the guy who did Cannonball Run.
Makes
Also
sense
starting.
because it had this
Yeah,
same
Burt Reynolds and
sensibilities, yeah.
yeah, for sure. So it's Burt Reynolds as a NASCAR driver, and
Jim Nabors.
his main mechanic is Jim Nabors.
And Jim Nabors and him were together in Cannonball Run, too.
And the love interest is Lonnie Anderson, so
Yep, from WKRP.
can't go wrong. Like, what a quintessential 80s movie. Burt Reynolds, Jim Nabors, and Lonnie Anderson.
Yeah, and let's not forget the guy that owns the chicken company, the guy
Oh,
that was
Ned Beatty.
Ned Beatty, who was Lex
Yeah,
Luthor's sidekick in
that's
Superman.
right. Ned Beatty is the bad guy. Who hired, yeah, because they Ned Beatty's chicken company sponsors him, but they put lock him into a bad contract where he has to make all these appearances in chicken suits and stuff. And his what was the his tagline on his car was like the biggest fastest chicken in the world or
Fastens,
something.
yeah, it was ridiculous. And they made him wear the mascot costume a lot.
Yeah, he had to make appearances in the dressed as a big chicken.
Yeah.
And then.
Don't forget the villain was Parker Stevenson,
There
like
was
his
Parker
rival.
Stevenson.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's my second Parker Stevenson movie.
There you go.
Last episode, I had another Parker Stevenson movie. So, and there was one scene where Lonnie Anderson plays like a Bible school teacher or something. Or she used to
She
do that.
used
Now
to she
she's working for
she's
the
religious, but she works for the chicken man.
yeah. Now she's working for the chicken company, and so she isn't a drinker. But then Burt Reynolds gets her to drink, and she passes out in the bed, and he's like contemplating whether he should do something to her or not.
That see that wouldn't fly today, right?
No,
Because it was like
he does make the right
he
decision,
makes the right decision, but it
but
could have turned into like a date rape thing.
yes, it was the fact that he was debating it is a very 80s
Yeah.
how it shows you how things were different in the
How things were
80s.
cha yeah, have changed dramatically.
Yes, that would not be kosher today, but he made the right decision, although he struggled with this decision, so. I do like that they allowed Jim Nabors to sing in several scenes, so.
I like how they were making fun of his mouth, though. They're like,
That
like, why does your mouth do
was
that?
hilarious. Yeah, Burrells is like, when you sing, your mouth is on the side of your mouth, or the side of your face. He's looking in the mirror trying to see. Yes, it was a very very 80s movie, but it was entertaining.
Yeah.
And if you like NASCAR, there was lots of NASCAR in it. And NASCAR racers, drivers. And I assume those commentators were actual commentators, but
I assume, but I'm not a NASCAR guy, so
yeah.
I couldn't tell you.
And I like that the final race was in Charlotte, so
Yeah. What
where's the
else did you
home of
watch?
the
The NASCAR
NASCAR
Hall
Museum,
of
yeah.
Fame. Yeah.
I watched the movie called Silent Night.
Oh, that's the Santa Claus violent one, right?
Not Santa Claus. It's a
Silent
Christmas.
Night, Deadly Night.
No, it's just called Silent Night. It's a John Woo movie.
Oh yeah. That's
Starring, I
about
can't remember the
guy
dude's
that loses
name.
his kid. It's the guy that used to watch in Killing Time or
Yeah,
something
he's
like
in, yeah, he's in
that.
he's in the
He's
Killing.
Rick Flagg in the Suicide Squad.
Yeah,
Yeah.
he's fantastic. Man, he got buff for this movie. Woo.
Yeah.
Which was actually part of the storyline. Yeah, so his kid gets shot and a gang shooting, like a stray bullet type thing, and he they don't actually, what's cool about that, well, there's a lot cool with the movie, but it opens with him, you don't know what's even going on at the beginning. He's running, chasing this car, and he's basically trying to kill the people in the car, and you don't know why, and he ends up getting shot in the was like the shoulder or something, and in the neck,
Yeah.
and he ends up losing his voice. So the kind of premise, or the hook, I guess, to the movie is that it's a movie without dialogue, because he can't talk. Other people can talk, but they decided to make it kind of pretty much a silent movie,
Yeah.
or silent in terms of dialogue. There is, like, you can hear like talking over the radio, and you can hear music and stuff, but and certainly all the guns and stuff. But so after that, after he recovers, he dedicates his life to killing this gang. So he does research into them to find out who their leaders are and where they're located, and he buffs himself up and learns how to shoot a gun, and the rest of the movie is just him getting revenge.
I saw that at the theater. Me and Barb went to see it.
Yeah, no one. It's funny because as you're watching it, like, you forget that there's no dialogue.
Yeah.
Like, it was only noticeable in some parts. Like with him and his wife, it was weird that his wife wasn't saying anything. But through all the action, at some point it just becomes action, and you don't even need dialogue at that point because you know what's going on.
Yeah, I forgot that that even was part of the shtick.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just remember it being a revenge story because he lost his son.
Lots of action. It's John Woo, so it's all very well done.
I watched another one by him recently that went directly to Peacock. I can't remember the name of it. Killing Time? I think that might have been it. Or The Killing? I think it was The Killing.
Killing is could be. Wait, a John Woo movie or the star of the movie?
I think it was Killing Time. I'm looking for it now 'cause I just did
Who?
a
Yeah.
The Killer. It's called The Killer.
Oh, yeah, that
That
was a remake of one
yeah,
of
of The
his
Killer.
earlier movies, yeah.
Yeah, but it's John Woo.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a remake of one of the Chow Yun-fat movies.
Yeah,
I love the Chow
it was
Yun-fat
good.
movies. Oh,
Good
so
movie.
great. John Woo and Chow Yun-fat together, oh, magic.
I didn't know it was a remake, so I didn't watch the original, but I enjoyed this one.
Yeah.
Anything else that you watch? What is that?
Movies? No. I don't think so.
Barb just gave me a piece of her club sandwich. A BLT. I'm hungry too.
Heller, next time, wait till the end of the show.
Very chewy bacon.
The only other thing in terms of television shows, I think I just have the usual. I'm still watching through the Blacklist,
That's a
where I
lot of
have
seasons, though. Are you getting farther?
I've gotten under 100, so I'm in the 90s now. So I have about, I think I have like 96 episodes to go.
Wow. That's quite the journey. See, I can't do that. I can do it like in chunks. Like I'm gonna take 10, I'll watch 10 more, and then I need to take a break.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I'm doing
I'll
that
probably
with
burn
Chips
out.
now. It's
Yeah.
like I'll like watch it, and then I'll watch an episode of Chips between like five things, and then watch another five movies or whatever, and then watch another episode of Chips.
Yeah. Yeah, I we'll see how far I get. I doubt I'll continue for 95 episodes without a break.
That's a lot.
But so far I'm still enjoying it, so I'll continue until I get sick of it. And then my exercise show is still Jessica Jones, because I'm doing my Marvel shows.
Yeah, I did two Marvel shows. I did Secret Invasion and Loki season two. I like Secret Invasion a lot. Like, it was slow, but it's one of the like espionage type things and infiltration and like I liked it. Like, I thought it was really well done. A lot of people shit on it. Like Daryl is always telling me like, why did you like it? I thought it was really good, and it has like the introduction of the Super Skrull, which I think is important, and has the death of what I think is a major MCU supporting character. I think it happens in there. So like I think it's worth watching for sure. And it's a good plot. Like if you like Tom Clancy, type things, you probably like Secret Invasion. Loki was a little rough for me 'cause it's one of those time variant things and bounces around over and over again and I have a trouble with those kinds of plots. So
Yeah.
I didn't like it as much as but I didn't like the first one as much as other stuff. So I gave that a 3 out of 5. Secret Invasion, I gave a 4 out of 5. I saw Heretic. Now I think you would like this one because it's sort of like a horror movie, but has a lot of like religious meaning to it. Like, what is religion in the form of a horror movie? So there's two Mormon nuns or sisters. I don't know if they're called nuns, but I would call them
Yeah,
sisters.
they don't have sis they
Yeah,
don't have
they're
nuns.
sister. They call them sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Uh,
they're
every all Mormon women were called sisters.
yeah. So they're just going door to door. Well, actually, they're not going door to door. They have a list, I think, of people that they're supposed to go see that
Yeah.
they were supposed to go try to bring into the church.
Yeah.
And they knock on this one door, and it is what is the actor's name? Hugh Grant. And man, he plays a creepy role. He really does. He does an outstanding job. But it just goes to hell in a handbasket ever since they get there. But it is a really good horror movie. And if you like watch it, it's a thought-provoking movie as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, in terms of religion and questioning stuff, and it is pretty amazing. So we saw this at the theater. It's out. It still might be playing, Heretic.
I think it's in the theaters now.
Yeah, but I liked it a lot. I thought I was a 4 out of 5. I saw a 5 out of 5. I finally got around to seeing Avatar: The Way of the Water. I loved it. Like, I thought it was amazing. And I don't know why it took me so long to watch it, 'cause I liked Avatar. So
Yeah, I hadn't realized you still hadn't watched it.
yeah, it took a long time to get to it. It's weird because I always want Barb to get into it because it's sort of like a science fiction Dances with Wolves, like an indigenous people alien race is attacked by humanity,
Yeah,
you know?
the white man moves
Yeah, the
in,
white
yeah.
man moves in, and it is amazing special effects. The story is those types of stories I'm a sucker for anyway, because I know who I latch on to. yeah. I thought it was a 5 out of 5. It was damn near perfect. And I can't wait for the next one. The 4 out of 5s, I saw, this was a rewatch of two movies. I saw Play Misty for Me. This is the Fatal Attraction Clint Eastwood movie about a woman that has sex with a radio host, and she'd always call and say, "Play Misty for me." And she does the same thing that the woman in Fatal Attraction does, Glenn Close, in that she says, "We're just gonna have a one night stand. It'll just be about sex." And it doesn't turn out that way. She starts stalking him and then starts stalking his friends and his coworkers, and it gets ugly fast. So if you're into Fatal Attraction movies, highly recommend Play Misty for Me with Clint Eastwood. Seems like old times. This is Chevy Chase and Goldie Hawn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's an oldie but goodie. I rewatching it. It's Chevy Chase gets hijacked when he's writing a book by two bank robbers, and they make him do the heist. And she's a defense attorney, and she's married to a guy named Ira, who is played by Charles Grodin. And he's becoming the district attorney, and he gets framed into doing this bank robbery and almost dies doing it. And then he goes to his ex-wife, which is Goldie Hawn, to try to protect him, and it just turns into a disaster. Robert Goulet's in it. I like it. Sounds like you've seen it. Oh, that's not a good sign. Are you still
I'm still
there?
here. Man,
That
that was a close one.
was a close one. I'm like, no, not again. I gotta go into speed here. And then I saw Wicked at the theater, and
Oh,
so like
I
this
have
was
not gone to see that yet.
Barb loves Wicked, so I went to it.
Oh, me too.
I Don't like
I'm
musicals.
surprised you went to it. You
I
wouldn't have
went
gone
to
to it on
it
your
to
own
support
volition.
Barb because she was excited about it. But I will say that I love the plot. Like
It's a great story.
I think them reinventing the Wicked Witch is absolutely fabulous because they flip the Wizard of Oz's script on its ass, is what it does. It makes the sympathetic character the witch, and Glenda is awful. I only saw the first part because the movie is going to be part one and part two, but to me, Glenda has no redemption. Like, she's beyond
Yeah,
redemption
definitely.
for me personally, especially the way the film opens up and the fact that she bonds with her and becomes friends with her, and then to me, it's like a betrayal of friendship 100%. And I love the story. I didn't feel like bad leaving to go pee because I really didn't like the music. And I was trying to tell Barb why I think the musical, even though it's not a musical, Joker 2 worked for me. And I told her this because I like 40s music and 50s music. And the music inside of the Joker 2 was more like the Rat Pack type music.
Big
Like,
band.
and I love that shit. And the music in this was more like a Disney movie, like a Disney movie. And I don't like Disney musicals or cartoons. And I think everything to me, and I know this is an awful sound because you could say that about the majority of music I listen to, it all sounded the same. Like one song didn't sound the difference. And I thought Glenda's voice, because of my bad ear, like I thought it was piercing. Like it was so high pitched and hitting
So
ranges.
the free yeah the
The
frequency.
frequency of it was, I love the other actress's voice, but her voice was, and I know I should appreciate it. Like I appreciate it as a musical as much as I can, and
It's just not your
their
thing,
part in the music, but it was ear piercing. Like it was hard when she sang because my bad ear would focus on the pitches she was hitting, which it doesn't like. And it's the only thing I can hear in that ear. So it's like
It's just
overwhelming. I have,
letting in the
yeah.
super high pitch.
But I'll totally excited to see part two. And it's because of the Wicked Witch. Like, I'm a,
it's
I,
a
it
good story
actually
for
makes
sure.
the Wizard of Oz like devastating that Dorothy killed the Wicked Witch because,
Right, it turns her into a sympathetic
oh
character,
my
so
God,
yeah.
like she was there protecting the animals, and I don't know, it's like crazy. Like my whole idea of the Wicked Witch is just flipped on its ass,
It
and
turned
like
on him.
nobody told me, like I had no interest in the Wicked, so I didn't know what to expect. Like Barb didn't ever come home and say, you know, the witch is the sympathetic
Oh yeah, you
character.
didn't hear
Nobody told me the plot,
it.
so it was like all a surprise to me, you know.
That's good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
So you're surprised by it.
So like I gave it a 4 out of 5, but I could see like people that love the Wicked. Like I went to the bathroom and I was like, I just want this singing to be done, and then I'll come back into the plot,
Get
and it
back
was
to the
still
story.
going on. But as I was climbing the stairs to get back into my seat, I like looked around, and man, there was more women than men in this theater. But all the women that I saw, they were like moving side to side, and they were singing every lyric. And man, I swear to God, the smiles on their faces were like I went to go see the movie Smile. Like it was like, you know, all the
Pure
way,
joy,
yes, pure joy. And it was like they were holding hands singing Kumbaya. It was crazy. And I wouldn't have seen that if I didn't go to the bathroom, but it was
that's
a
funny.
pr it was pretty much a sight to see. And I said, God dang, this is like me when I see a really good movie like The Joker and I get
Yeah, that was
excited.
you at the Joker. Smiling and singing along to
Yeah.
the
But I didn't know the
Right.
movie and the Joker until afterward. But if I went to go see the Joker again, I would be able to sing along because I've been listening to all those songs.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Which is the case with Wicked, because people have seen it
Yeah.
and listened to the soundtrack so much. They know all the songs. So it's like if the Joker was a play and it came to the theater, you'd be, after having listened to the soundtrack over and over again,
Yeah.
you'd be sitting there smiling, singing along to all all the
Moving
songs.
side to side, like I
Swaying from side to side.
Yeah, I have never seen that much joy in a theater in a long time. Like
Yeah.
I passed two rows and like these women were so into it and that God bless them, right? I mean, I'm happy that a movie can make so many
Yeah,
people happy. That's
movie
like
should
what a
touch
movie
people,
should
yeah.
do, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, it was pretty neat to see actually. I'm actually glad I went to the bathroom. So I got to
I'll
see
have to
that.
remember to look around when I go see it and
Yeah.
look at people's reactions. But I'll probably be smiling and singing along, so I'll be swaying from side to side.
Yeah. A
Yeah,
really
I'm a big Wicked
incredible
fan.
film. Like, I was touched too because I'm always very sympathetic towards animal characters. And
Yeah. Well,
the fact that
after.
it's part of the plot, like I just
Yeah.
like that part of is it was devastating to me too. Like, but I'm totally like a Wicked Witch fan now. Like seeing her origin story and how she is and how she became to be and all the trauma she went through is like I'm 100% on her side.
Yeah.
It's like watching a Magneto. Like I've always been team Magneto, like for the same reason that I'd be team Wicked Witch is because they're put down and by everything and they finally strike back. Do you know what I mean? To defend their people.
Yeah.
So it's like I thought it was amazing. The actors in it I thought were fantastic. Like everybody was good. But I'm looking forward to see how it ends because I've never seen the play obviously, so I want to know what happens. I thought them breaking up the film was fine. I'm glad it wasn't longer, but I do want to see the second part. So I think it's going to be a hit. Like I Barb was just tracking like our local theater and how the seats were filling up and how many were pre-ordered seats. And there were
Yeah,
a lot. There were a
actually,
lot.
I didn't say I looked last night to see how many people were how full they were last night, and they were pretty full.
Yeah. I
Like the
think
prime time ones were like packed last night.
because you love it, you know, you love Wicked, I think you're gonna love the movie. I really do. I don't see how you
Yeah,
cannot.
and I always figured it was going to be good because they took so long to make a movie. That I knew that by the time they actually made it, it would have to be good, because I mean the musical has been playing, like, I mean, I probably saw it, I don't even know how long ago, 10 years ago.
Yeah. What I was amazed at, and I was asking Barb this is like a reimagining of the Wicked Witch, 'cause I didn't realize. I was like, is there really a prequel to the Wizard of Oz? Like, wasn't it Frank Baum or that wrote Wizard of Oz? I was like, did he envision the witch to be this, or was this someone's ingenious interpretation of the witch? And it wasn't the same guy who wrote it, so.
No, because it was written after Wizard of Oz went into public domain.
Yeah, I know, but that's fascinating to me because it's
No,
like,
it's awesome. It's
no,
awesome that someone came up with,
this whole
decided to
like
write
this whole
the
idea.
origin of the, and I don't know, I haven't read the Oz books, so I don't know if in them it like there was the seed of the idea,
Yeah.
or if this was something that he just kind of came up with and wrote a book about it.
But God dang, I swear, like, I don't see how this movie can appeal to somebody with a heart. Do you know what I mean? Because
Well, that's why
from her birth, well, I came up with this idea, and I don't know if I want to give it away because I you haven't seen the movie yet, so why don't you see the movie and then we'll talk.
I've seen the musical, but that was a I don't remember the details because it was
Well,
so long ago.
I don't know if this is me just grasping at freaking straws, but God dang, there's a scene in there that makes me think something. I want to run it past you, but I don't want to say it.
I'll wait till after I see it
Yeah,
then.
wait till after you see it.
Yeah, we'll see it
Maybe over
over
this holiday break, you should go, you know, during the week, an
there. Yeah,
early
so
feature or something.
we're planning on going to see it.
Yeah, I'd be really curious to see your thoughts on it for sure.
Well, there's a reason the musical has been playing across the world for however long it's been out for. 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
But and it is because the music's really good, but it's also the story that brings people in and captures their hearts, so.
Yeah. So yeah, I would go check it out for sure. That's all I've watched, which is a lot because if you put Loki and Secret Invasion, that was 12
Yeah,
episodes
that's a
of
lot.
stuff. And that's just in the time that we since the last time we talked. So
It'll
you
be a while before I
I've
get
been
to them.
doing a more elliptical though, 'cause so sometimes I get more TV time. And we started Penguin, which, God dang, that's an addictive show. It is so good. I highly recommend it. I don't think you have HBO Max, but
I don't.
it is amazing. Nothing like the comics, except the personality is there of the Penguin. But it's more like a Sopranos.
Yeah, the gangster angle.
Really good. There's a kid they introduce, and I there's three characters. There's a Falcone, there's Vic, who's the young kid, and the Penguin, and they're the main there's also other characters, but they're the main focus of the show, and Vic is that character that you latch on to, you know, that you root for even though he's turning bad. So yeah, I think that's Penguin is amazing. I'd highly recommend it.
Someday I will see it.
Yep, that's it. And we made it through an episode with three interruptions,
At
which we
least three.
never had to do before.
I know we've been doing so good for so many years.
Yeah, this is the second week in a row that I've been kicked off a podcast. And it's only like for me, it's only a minute. The thing reboots itself and it's back.
Yeah,
But
that's
it's an
quick.
annoying minute. Yours was 20 minutes.
Mine was, yes, unfortunate.
Yep.
But it happens.
Yeah, so there's so much crap to watch. I think I really want to rewatch the Batman now that I'm seeing the Penguin, just so I can fill in some of the details that I don't remember. The other thing I noticed is on Pluto is the ghost in the machine with the live action that I've always wanted to watch but never had a chance. 'Cause I don't want to watch the anime. So I want to check that out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I seem to love those live action interpretations from the anime. At least they've been hits for me in the future. I mean in the past. I was writing the word future because I was writing "You're the Hunter from the Future" in the show notes.
We know. I know knew what you meant, so.
Yeah, I guess over the next week we'll just anything you read or that you run across, just let me know and I'll let you know some of the things I want to. Oh, I do want to add. We add Devour, right?
Yeah.
And I do want to add Peep Show. The
Peep Show.
yeah the latest Fantagraphics released
Oh, did that come out?
Joe Matt. Yeah, that's
My
been out for a
goodness.
month if you haven't gotten it.
What? I don't have it. I need to check my DCBS order.
Yeah, I want to read that. And there's something else I want to read, but I can't think of it right now.
Oh yeah, it's been out for a while. I guess I
Oh,
forgot
yeah.
about it. Oh man, now I gotta find it. Son of a bitch.
Barb said I forgot to mention Yellowstone, but we're watching that live. Yellowstone finally came back after what seems like 2 years. And I guess the only thing I'm really disappointed, I think it's phenomenal. Like the series is just as good as it ever was. But I was disappointed in how Kevin Costner did not want to participate, so they sort of wrote him off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not, I don't have issue with the way they wrote him out because they did it a good way of doing it, but I think he owed it to the show to at least show up for some of it to make it impactful. So
Oh, so
he had an outing, I guess, with Taylor Sheridan and decided not to
it
come
wasn't
back.
yeah, it wasn't set up in the previous
Yeah.
season. Yeah, that kind of sucks.
Yeah, and then he's doing the his own Western, which failed at the box office, but he says he's gonna try to do the other parts.
Oh yeah, that's right. It was a multi-parter, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it's worth watching if you like Westerns for sure. But Barb wanted me to mention that. I forgot to put it on here, but I should put it on. So I watch a lot of TV, god damn it. That's a lot of investment and time. And Penguin, I would give a 5 out of 5. Yellowstone, I would still give a 5 out of 5. So, yeah, that's where I'm at. But you have been listening to a very interrupted version of Geek Brunch because of internet and computer problems. I'm going to have to splice together three recordings.
That's right. Listeners
And
will not even
some
notice.
might, well, you will notice because it'll probably sound choppy a little bit because it's like we're talking and then we're connected again. But you shouldn't notice in terms of topics or missing anything, because I know where we broke up and when we came back we started talking where we left off. So you can find us at Geek Brunch, sorry, DCNoisePodcast.com.
That's right.
This has been Geek Brunch. You can find us on Blue Sky at DBM00 or at Mike Myers Brunch. I'm still on Twitter at Mike Myers Brunch. And I think that's the best way to get a hold of us is through Blue Sky right now. So
Yep.
or the website where it's posted, or you can go to DC Noise Podcast or Geek Brunch Podcast on Facebook
Yeah.
and comment on any of the episode threads there and we will get it. So we'll be back after Thanksgiving and go see Wicked. Even if you don't like musicals, I think you'll really dig the way the writers wrote this story. Like I think you will. You might even start to like musicals. I don't know. I like the Joker, and I will listen to that soundtrack over and over again. So I can't say that I don't
That's as
like
close as you
musicals.
get, yeah.
I think it's the type of music. If you like movies like Tangled and cartoons where they break out in Disney song and you can sing along with those songs, you will like Wicked, 'cause to me that sounds like a Disney song. It's a
Yeah.
Universal picture. Disney's not involved, but it's really a really good film.
I'm
And
glad you liked
go, I'm Team Wicked Witch.
it.
I am totally Team Wicked Witch. And the only reason she looks evil is because they made her that way. That evil Glinda, that bitch. Fuck that bitch. Glinda, you can suck it.
Yep, puts the Wizard of Oz in a whole new perspective.
Fuck that guy too. But I already knew that guy was a sham from the original
Oh, the
Wizard
wizard,
of Oz.
yeah, he was a shyster from the.
Fuck that guy. Jeff Goldblum does a good job. So does Michelle Yeoh, she's in it.
Yeah, I forgot she was in
Fuck that bitch too. She's a great
it,
actress. She plays an
she
awful
is.
character. There's a lot of bad people in this one. I love the animals. I'm pro animals and pro Wicked Witch.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing
And it is
the
awful
special
to me.
effects.
God dang, it's just the whole tragic thing. The whole thing of how the witch was born green and like out of an affair, like that is tragic. And I have my theories about that. That's what I want to talk to you about. But we'll talk about it. You'll see it this week or next week, and we'll
Yep,
talk.
we can talk about
Yep. I think all of your family will like it. I mean, that's one that your whole family can go see, right? If they're into it.
Yeah,
I
my
know one
eldest
of your
son won't
son
go.
won't
He
go.
won't go. He doesn't like going to the movies, so he won't
Yeah.
go. But my, yeah, Josh will go.
Yeah,
Josh wants to
Josh.
see it.
Well, Melanie would like it, I think, right?
Yeah, she liked the she's. We saw the musical together, so she likes it.
She should go. She'd probably be swaying side to side
Swinging.
singing the songs.
I'll look at her face. Yes, she's
Yeah.
swaying from side to side.
Yeah, let me know.
Yeah,
I know Barb was singing. I could hear her, even if I can't
right,
hear worth a shit. All right, we'll talk later. Bye.
bye.